Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 7th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0. That includes my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, which live streams every Sunday. None of this is possible without Anajar and Levine. And if you're involved in an accident, they put their skills to work for you and get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Good to have you guys here with us on a Thursday. There's a lot happening. Always when we get toward the end of the week, there's a lot going on with Zaslow Show 2.0. Last night, we were on ESPN Radio, did Amber and Ian 7 to 10 p.m. This morning, if you want those winning plays, Driving the Line. I hosted Driving the Line this morning on YouTube, and that was in from a man, Jonathan Coachman, did yesterday, did today. So you can go back and you can watch that. We gave all kinds of great plays. Driving the Line, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. And of course, here on Zaslow Show 2.0, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for your wagering needs. That includes pro and college hoops all through the rest of the year. Up to the minute odds, stats, trends. You can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, we're going to talk hoops, we'll talk Heat basketball with my man Zach Harper from The Athletic. You hear him on SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio. Zach Harper's great. We'll do a little bit of movies with him, Cinephobe, all right? So, we got a lot to get to. We'll talk hoops with him, and I got to ask him if he's seen Dune. Like, I don't think, I know superhero movies aren't his jam. This is not a superhero movie, but I don't know if he's into the Dune movies. And of course, I watched Dune last week. I'm going to try to see it this weekend. Got to ask him if he's into Dune, but we'll talk hoops with him. You know how we start out, and go. We got some mailbag questions today. On Thursdays, I send out the tweet in the morning. I ask if you got any questions for me. We'll use them on Zaslow Show 2.0. So we'll get to some mailbag questions as well. But let's start out with what happened last night. So, few NBA games of note. The Clippers. Clippers beat the Rockets 122-116. This was one of my plays on Driving the Line yesterday. Excuse me. Had the Rockets plus 7.5. They were up the whole game. They were up double figures the whole first half. Kawhi Leonard leads the Clippers back. Rockets cover. Clippers win. The Kings. They beat the Lakers last night. 130-120. Now, the Lakers at one point led this game. I think it was 38-17 at one point late in the first quarter. And the Kings come storming back. They wind up winning the game by double figures. LeBron leaves with what he's calling a sore ankle. He limped off the floor at the end of the game. That's the LeBron move. Post game, instead of talking about a disappointing loss and blowing a big lead to the Kings, he gets to talk about my ankle hurts. And nobody talks about the loss. They talk about LeBron's health. That's the LeBron rope-a-dope. If you're falling for the LeBron rope-a-dope, that's on you. Also, you have the Warriors. How about this? The Warriors, after losing to the Celtics by 52, they complete the biggest two-game turnaround in the history of the NBA. An 87-point swing. They lose by 52 to the Celtics. They beat the Bucks last night, 125-90. An 87-point swing, largest in NBA history. So the Warriors get back on track against the Bucks. I told you, Giannis returned last night. I don't believe in the Bucks. I don't believe in the Bucks. They're gonna have to show me in the playoffs. I think they could lose in the first round. Also, Karl Anthony Towns. Turns out he's been diagnosed. He got hurt a couple games ago. He has been diagnosed with a torn meniscus for the top-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves. He is out indefinitely. We'll ask Zach Harper what that means for them moving forward. I think it's got to mean that they're fucked. College basketball, number 4 Tennessee holds on against South Carolina, 66-59. Number 1 Houston hangs on at UCF, 67-59. Number 2 UConn beats number 8 Marquette, 74-67. Number 6 Iowa State hangs on over number 20 BYU, 68-63. We got the conference tournament starting next week. Hurricanes lost last night at home to BC. Got the conference tournaments getting going next week. That's obviously the only way for the Canes to get in. They've had a very disappointing, injury-riddled season. And then we're only 2 Sundays away from Selection Sunday. And today's Thursday, so then 2 weeks from today, the madness. The madness gets going. 2 weeks from today, that's how close we are. So it's all happening. That's right. That's what we got going on. And that right there is a little bit of what happened last night. That's how we start the show. All right, now let's get to the important stuff. The Heat are at Dallas tonight. National TV game. We're going to talk to Zach Harper about it. I'm on ESPN Radio tonight. I'm hosting Game Night with your boy Q Myers. So We're on right, actually, the game's on ESPN Radio also. We're on right after Heat Mavericks on ESPN Radio. Matter of fact, your boy Sedano, Pacific guy, he's on the call tonight on ESPN Radio. Maybe he'll join us on game night after the game ends. But anyway, I'll be on game night immediately following the Heat and Mavericks on ESPN Radio. So probably around 10, maybe 10-10-ish, all right? And yeah, this would be a nice little test for the Heat. I don't believe in the Mavericks. I certainly don't trust any team of Kyrie Irving. They've been struggling lately. They're only 6 games over .500 now. Conversely, the Heat are a season best 9 games over at 35-26. And entering today, Miami currently sits in the... Hang on. I want to make sure I'm accurate after last night's games. The Heat currently sit number 6 at 35-26, even in the loss column with both numbers 4 and 5, Orlando and New York. The Magic are technically a game up. The Knicks are technically a half game up. And we note, finally, Philadelphia has dropped out of the top 6, where I think they're going to continue to dive. Now, they're 5 up on number 9, Chicago. Do I think they could drop to number 9? Probably not. But Philadelphia is likely going to finish 8. Indiana will jump ahead of them. And it really seems like you have a 4-team race between for 4, 5, 6, and 7 between Orlando, New York, Miami, and Philadelphia. So games like tonight for the Heat, this is a big one tonight. Now, the Heat are a great road team. 18-13, they're as good a road team as there is in the Eastern Conference. It looks like only 2 teams have been better than the Heat on the road so far this year. Boston at 19-10, Cleveland 19-11. So the Heat go to a Maverick team who is 34-28, just 18-15 at home. They've lost 3 in a row. This would be a very good win for the Heat if they can go into Dallas and take this game. We'll have more on that coming up. We'll talk to Zach Harper. Also tonight, so you got the Heat at 7:30. How about a little Inter-Miami action? That's right. Your boy Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba. I'm just naming a bunch of guys. 9 p.m. tonight, the first tournament first tournament of the season that the team is in. CONCACAF Champions Cup. This is a big one. Now, because they won Leagues Cup last year, they automatically get a spot in the round of 16 in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. That is tonight at 9 p.m. at Nashville. So you got the Heat game at 7:30. You have Inter-Miami at Nashville at 9 p.m. Now, all the big guys are going to play. This is a big tournament. I do wonder what it means for the game this weekend at Chase Stadium. Now, that's the home. That used to be Dry Pink Stadium. I don't want to confuse anyone. This weekend at Chase Stadium on Sunday, right? Sunday night, I think it is. I wonder if Messi will play. This is a lot of games in a short amount of time, because then they have another Champions Cup game again on Thursday next week, because it's 2 legs, apparently, this round of 16. So, Inter-Miami at Nashville tonight. I'm dialed into that. CONCACAF Champions Cup round of 16. And also, at 7 p.m. tonight, your Florida Panthers are back on home ice. They have won 6 in a row. They are running away right now with the Eastern Conference. They take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Vladimir Tarasenko set to make his debut. It's looking like he'll probably be on the third line for the Panthers, because even though he's a lefty shot, he apparently plays exclusively on the right side. And the first line, we know they're not going to do anything there. Barkov centers for Hagee and Reinhardt. The second line, Bennett centers Tkachuk, but Tkachuk plays on the right side. So I would assume that Tarasenko will play on the third line, Lundell center in that third line with Loisterinen and Tarasenko. That's probably what you're going to get tonight. The question is, who else is going to be on that second line with Tkachuk and Bennett? Is it still going to be Nick Cousins, or, and which would mean they move Evan Rodriguez from the third line down to the fourth line with Kevin Stenlund centering with Ryan Lomberg? Or does Rodriguez move up to the second line with Bennett and Tkachuk, and Cousins moves down to the fourth line? I think that's probably what you're going to see, even though Nick Cousins is coming off a game where he just scored a couple of goals. I think it's more likely Rodriguez will be on that second line. But I think you're going to get Tarasenko with Lundell centering him on the right side and Etu Loisterinen on the left side. Nonetheless, Vladimir Tarasenko debuting tonight. I think the Panthers are going to be fantastic. Home crowd fired up. And the front office, not that you didn't already know, but the front office, by going out there and making this move to bring aboard a big-time sniper, I think you're going to be have a jacked-up Panther team, because the front office, once again, they're telling everybody, yeah, we're going for it. Go out and win that Stanley Cup. So tonight's going to be a lot of fun at Amerant Bank Arena as the Panthers look for a seventh consecutive win. And I do also want to point out here, the turnaround this organization has had. We're going through the golden age right now. Even without winning a Stanley Cup, whatever. We're going through the golden age of Florida Panther hockey right now. We've never had a stretch like this before. Now, I know they made the playoffs in 20, the fake bubble playoffs where they let 12 teams in. But postseason in 21, postseason in 22, postseason in 23, Stanley Cup final. And now, once again, the best record in the National Hockey League right now in 2024. We have never had a stretch like this in Panther history. I'm so thrilled for the Panther fan. You deserve it so hard. All the suffering, it's been worth it, right? To get to this point where now you're a legitimate franchise. You're not a bum-ass franchise where every year the Canadian media is rumoring you're going to move to Quebec. It makes it that much sweeter when the time comes that the Panthers win the Stanley Cup. The fact that we all went through what we went through, it's going to feel even better. So I'm just so thrilled for the Panther fan, because you guys, you know, people would say, oh, the Panthers have no fans when they're going through all the terrible years. The Panthers have among the best fans in the entire National Hockey League. Because if you're a Panther fan who is still showing up to the games all of those years, you're an unbelievable fan. There's aren't enough of you, but you're as good a sports fan as there is in all of sports. And you look now, you're being rewarded for your loyalty. I mean, Vladimir Tarasenko, part of the reason that the Panthers were able to get him for just a third round pick and a fourth round pick, and the third round pick, well, actually, I think it's the third and a fifth. The third can escalate to a second if they win the Stanley Cup. I mean, can you imagine? I hope it doesn't move to a second round pick. No, of course you want it to move to a second round pick. The fact that the Panthers were able to acquire Vladimir Tarasenko for just a third and a fourth, why is that? He's got no trade clause. He's got a no trade clause, and he wanted to come to Florida. So the Panthers have gone from the team where the veteran player who's at the end of his career looking for one little last payday and then to retire on the golf courses here in South Florida, those were the guys you used to get. And now you're getting guys like Claude Giroux a couple years ago, and Vladimir Tarasenko, who are waiving their no-trade clauses only for the Florida Panthers. Golden age of Panther hockey right now. I'm very pumped for this Panther and Flyer game tonight. You know what that means. That's bad news for the Flyers. So that's what we got on tap tonight for your favorite little hockey team. Now, like I said, we got mailbag coming up. We'll answer a few questions and all that deal. All right. Let's get to it here. We got the Heat in action tonight. Let's have some fun. Actually, before we have some fun here with Zach Harper, you know what's always fun? Whenever I lie down in the Zaslow Mansion master bedroom bed. You know why? Because I lay my head down on sheets and giggles. That's right. I got my pillow, eucalyptus pillow. I got my pillow from sheetsgiggles.com. My bed sheets, my comforter, the pillowcases, the blanket. It all comes from Sheets and Giggles. And at SheetsGiggles.com, you're not going to have to worry about where you're going to get your bed sheets from anymore, because you're getting the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around when you go to SheetsGiggles.com. There's always great deals, always great sales, always great promotions. Make sure you follow my man Colin. He's the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. Make sure you follow him at SheetsGiggles. He's constantly putting out great promotions, promo codes, and deals and all of that on the Twitter machine. But if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, first of all, welcome. And if you use promo code Zaslow, Zaslow, you'll get 20% off your first order at SheetsGiggles.com. Then every other time you go there, you could use all their other promos and sales they have going on. But if this is your very first time, you need a new mattress, get 20% off Use promo code Zaslow when you go to SheetsGiggles.com, and you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul. A refreshing German lager and a candy. You can pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. Big sports night tonight here in South Florida. Go to your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Let's get to some NBA here. Our pal is Zach Harper, The Athletic. You hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mad Dog Radio, and, of course, Cinephobe with all the movies. Hello, Zach. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm good. So first off, let's start light, and then we'll get to the super serious NBA stuff, all right? I love having you on because I love talking about movies with you. Have you seen either of the Dune movies?
I've seen the first Dune movie. I have to watch it again because I remember a little bit of it. I'm going to go see the second one this weekend. But, yeah, I've seen the first one.
Okay, now, did you know anything about either of these movies?
Nothing. I knew absolutely nothing. And normally that's not my kind of thing, like, in terms of, like, those, like, futuristic sci-fi one.
Right.
I find, like, it's this old world and everything. I find it kind of corny. I like stuff that's more, like, apocalyptic in sci-fi. But I, like, went into it thinking, like, I'm not going to like this. And I remember liking it quite a bit, like, thinking it was pretty good.
So I see all the reviews. Now, I like those kind of movies, but I hadn't seen either of them, all right? And I know nothing about it. And then, like, last week, I think it was last Saturday night, late at night, I decided, you know what? Fuck it. Let's watch Dune. You know, I got the time. So I put it on, and my 15-year-old walks in the room, like, 2 minutes after I started. And he goes, you watching Dune? And I said, yeah. You want to watch me? He goes, yeah. So he sits down, and we watched Dune on Saturday night, and I liked it a lot, which predictably I liked it a lot because I like those kind of movies, but I knew nothing about it. So I wonder, is it okay when you're watching a movie like that where the next day I then went on Google and I Google Dune explained? Is it okay for me to do that because there's so much happening there?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I probably should have done that. I probably remember more of it if I did, but no, I think that's okay. Like, I think you can watch a movie like, yeah, that was kind of cool. What happened? You know, like, you just kind of like, I don't know. And it's why, like, going into Dune 2, and I've heard nothing but good things. Like, all my friends have seen it, and they're like, man, that was an unbelievable experience. I struggle with some of those, like, super long movies, unless it's like John Wick, and then I'm in for however long they want to throw me in a theater. But I struggle with some of those super long movies. I'm like, all right, we could probably speed this up a little bit. We cut out, you know, some of the fat here. But it's also like, it's a world where, like, I didn't know the story going in. They all knew the story going in. And so I do feel a little bit lost in that.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see it. I'm going to try and make time this weekend to go see it. But I'm hearing the same thing. People say it's like the greatest movie ever is what I'm hearing.
I didn't know, or I didn't pick up on it, I guess, the first time around. And was reminded that there's a character in the movie named Duncan Idaho, which I just think is the best.
Yeah, that's Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that's the best part of the movie to me is that they came up with the, like, this is like in the future and right? Like, it would be like, I was joking about, I was like, okay, what if we just called me like Donnie Babylon, right? Like, it's an old world to us and everything. And I kind of, and one of my friends changed my name in his phone to Donnie Babylon. And there's going to be a point where he doesn't remember why. And he's going to have no idea who it is.
Honest to God, we're watching the movie. And early on in the movie, they called Jason Momoa's character Duncan Idaho. And I think to myself, I go, that can't be his name. I must have heard that wrong. And during the movie, I go on to IMDb to check the cast.
Yeah.
His name is Duncan Idaho. I'm like,
yeah,
all right. And you know what else threw me off? The fact that Timothée Chalamet's character, his name is just Paul.
That's it. Just Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just like, all right, we need something. We got this, like, mysterious guy. His, you know, powers that be and everything. And like, well, seems like a Paul to me, you know? Like, we'll call him Paul.
So we know in the year 10,000 something, they're still making Pauls.
Yeah.
It's a name that lasts.
It's one of those names too. Like, it's like the old joke about, like, someone looked at a baby and went, Carl, you know, like Paul just doesn't say, like, Paul's an adult name. I don't find that to be a child's name.
What else have you seen recently? You know, we got the Oscars coming up, and I mean, every year now you got like a dozen movies. What happened to the days that four movies were nominated for Best Picture?
10 is too many. Okay. 10 is too many. And a perfect example of that, and I don't know if I'm going to catch some heat for this, but I watched The Holdovers. It's a good movie.
I want to see it. I haven't yet. It looks great. Yeah.
Absolutely a good movie. I would never be like, yeah, that's got to be an Oscar nom for Best Picture. Like it's a good movie. Paul Giamatti's great. The supporting cast is great, but it's just not like, I don't know, man. It felt like we're kind of forcing it there. I finally saw Oppenheimer. I don't know if people know, but like, I don't like Christopher Nolan. I think the majority of his movies are poorly edited, poorly put together. I think it's always a great first half movie, and then the second half of the movie is a mess. Like, that's pretty much everything across the board. I love, except for Inception. Inception, I think, is flawless. Yeah. Like that movie is incredible. But yeah, like, I generally go in thinking like, all right, this Chris Nolan movie is gonna, like, I'm gonna love the first half, and the second half is gonna suck.
And so, what do you think, Oppenheimer?
That movie is unbelievable, and I know I'm not like splitting
it's
that.
Great,
like,
right?
It's so good. Like, I finished that, but I'm like, why can't they all be like that? Like, if they're all gonna be long, like, they all should be like. It flowed perfectly. It didn't feel like 3 hours, at least to me. Like, it built so well. It's great storytelling. It's great movie making. I like, my friends like, oh, you're gonna hate on this? I was like, no, I can't. Like, I can't. I've got to be honest here. Like, Oppenheimer was great. I saw Saltburn. You know, I don't know if you've seen Saltburn.
I have not.
I really liked it. I think all of my friends hate it. They're all like, oh, that movie sucked. I was like, I thought it was good. Like, like, there's no message. It's like, I don't need a message. Like, I don't know if it's, again, it might be one of those, I don't know if it's Best Picture, you know, worthy, but like, I thought it was great.
I like Christopher Nolan. I like his movies, but I will tell you, you know, I watched Tenet. If you watch Tenet and that movie's over and you're like, I understood and I really liked that movie, you're a fucking liar.
When I watched that movie, I was like, oh, this is just Christopher Nolan masturbating. Like, that's what this is. This is him just like, this is how I'm going to make a movie.
He's being really cute for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, even the Dark Knight, right? Like, this usually infuriates people, but like, yeah, I think the careful. Dark Knight, once the explosion happens, once Aaron Eckhart's Harvey Dent gets burned, that's when the movie should end. The rest of that movie is garbage. The rest of that movie is so poorly put together and poorly edited. And I get why people love The Dark Knight. It's because Heath Ledger was phenomenal, right? Like, he was phenomenal. But Christian Bale's not a good Batman. Aaron Eckhart is awful in that movie from start to finish, but at least like, you get the build up to the accident. I think like, the first half of that movie is unimpeachable, and the second half of that movie can be thrown right in the garbage can.
Who's the best Batman?
Oh, it's Michael Keaton. All day. Okay. Michael Keaton's that, like, that's Batman to me.
All right. Yeah. All right. Did you see The Flash?
I fell asleep. I watched it at home. I was streaming. I fell asleep and never went back to it.
But did you at least get to the parts with Michael Keaton?
I got to the parts with Michael Keaton, yeah. And then I fell asleep after that, and I was like, all right, I'm good. Yeah.
Because, like, he kicks ass in that movie, and he doesn't really kick ass in the original Batman. No, but, like, the fight scenes are great. We've never seen that Michael Keaton Batman in fight scenes like that.
No, his Batman for Michael Keaton was always, like, very understated and very calm and everything, and not just this, like, you jaywalked, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, like that Batman.
Swear to me!
Yeah.
All right, so you got a new episode, Cinephobe, coming up, you can tell people?
We do. The new one dropped today. Last week's was The Commuter, which is Liam Neeson on a commuter train trying to figure out a whodunit, right?
Now, it has to be under 40% Rotten Tomatoes for you to review on Cinephobe. What was that?
The Commuter was 40%, I think. It was 40% or lower, so I think it just made it in. The one that dropped today is Hurricane Smith. I don't know if people have heard of that. I hadn't heard of it. It's a Carl Weathers movie from the early 90s where he goes to Australia to search for his missing sister. And there's like drugs and prostitutes and intrigue and everything. And it is a mess of a movie. But Carl Weathers is, in Cinephobe lore, the greatest actor of all time. We've named our Acting His Ass Off Award the Carl Weathers Memorial Ass Off Award, because his two previous appearances were Action Jackson, which is just one of the best, and Rocky IV. And I remind people, the death scene in Rocky IV, true trivia on this, he flopped and like spasmed on the mat so well, the onset doctor thought something was wrong and went to check him. That and that once we found that, we're like, he is the pinnacle for acting for us for Cinephobe.
What is the movie that you had to do on Cinephobe that you hated having to sit through? It was just
Cats.
Too much.
Cats.
The newest one with what's his name? Yeah. James Corden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cats horrendous. Was I saw it in a theater previous, but only went on the contingent that my friend and I, we got really high and we went and watched it. And so that was an experience. And then this time I was just sober and taking notes and it sucked.
I'll never forgive you guys. You made me sit through Event Horizon. That movie is so good, man.
Oh, I love Event Horizon.
Oh, horrendous movie. We'll get right back to the conversation, guys. But first, I want to tell you, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I'm sending you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. Yeah, I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Hey, maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So either way, you're going to be treated like royalty when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you can service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're getting an exceptional experience every time you walk in the showroom doors at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that beautiful building. And you could see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, and that's because I want to make sure you guys get the best deal around. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's get to the important stuff here.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm super biased toward the Miami Heat. Everybody knows that. But Zach, I'm feeling really good about the Heat right now because I feel like it's happening again. Are my feelings justified?
Yes. And this is the thing. Like this, like I feel like, you know, myself and like, well, I don't know if Amin El-Hassan counts as like outside of South Florida because he's there every week. But I feel like myself and Amin El-Hassan are the only people outside of South Florida who are like, yeah, here come the Heat. Like this is it. Like they do this every year. And people are like, this Heat team's not that good. I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure. They're not that good. In terms of like the grand scheme of things. And yet they're going to get to the playoffs and all of a sudden people are going to be like, how are they in the conference finals? How do they keep doing it? Right? Like Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in basketball. It's not close. And that's not a knock on anyone else. He is just the best at this. Bam Adebayo, I would love to see more offense from him in a more aggressive style once we get to the postseason, but he's been excellent so far for most of the season. Jimmy Butler is just, he's a top five difference maker in the league. Like when he's playing and he's on, you can't do anything. Right. And so they just need guys to fill in. Duncan Robinson's been phenomenal this year. I didn't know he could dribble. Like genuinely didn't know he could dribble. And he's like good at it. Jaime Jaquez, steal the draft. How the Lakers let him go past 17 is right. insane. Like he was in their backyard for 4 years at UCLA, and they're like, "Oh, we'll take this Hood Schifino guy." Like, it's insane. Like, they've done it again. The East is a little weak after Boston. Even like, I'm not a big Boston believer. They got to show me in the playoffs. But yeah, like, it's wide open for them to make another deep run.
I think it's a little bit of a misnomer, the idea that the Heat don't try or don't care about the regular season. I think when everyone else is trying to win as many games in the regular season to get the best possible seed they can, the most important thing for the Heat is they're just getting ready for the postseason the entire regular season. And not that they're trying to rest or not play hard. It's they're figuring things out during the regular season, maybe at the expense of getting a higher seed, but making sure guys like Jaime Jaquez Jr. or how much has Duncan Robinson actually improved, or, you know, same thing about Caleb Martin. And they're trying to figure out who can fill the roles of guys like Strus and Gabe Vincent as they left. And I feel like they use the regular season to figure out what is best for them come postseason.
I'm with you. And like, look, when you have stars taking games off and everything, like, yeah, like I get the whole against load management, against resting, all this stuff, and it's right unless you make it work in the playoffs, right? Like, if you do all this stuff, you're like, hey, we need to be healthy and we need to be ready and we need to be at our peak when we get to the postseason. If you do that and then you flame out in the first round, you've wasted that season. I'm fully in on that. When do we feel like the Heat have done that? Like, never, right? Like, we never feel like the Heat have done that. And so I feel like their track record and their resume kind of makes them immune to that almost, right? Like, load management is a problem and they've tried to address it and all that stuff. But if you do that and get to the postseason and then you bring it, it worked. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm with you. Like, I don't think it's a whole, like, oh, they don't care about the regular season. I think they don't care about seeding, which can be dangerous, but that's the confidence of like, look, we know the way we play basketball. We got that big ass paragraph on the court, which is embarrassing. Like, it's dumb. I love it, but it's dumb. Like, I love a lot of dumb things. So that's me loving it is not good, but like, it's dumb. It sets them up to like get ridiculed, but then they get to the postseason and they're great. And so like, stop like discounting this team every single year. We do this every single year where it's like, here come the Heat. And you're like, no, the Heat aren't that good. What are we doing?
I'm not a believer in Boston either. I don't love Tatum and Jaylen Brown in big spots. I think they're way too finesse players for it to succeed in the postseason. I think it's the thing that works so well for the Heat is the Heat like being physical and they like going to the basket and they like getting to the free throw line. And then you add Porzingis, who I've never seen him play in a big game. I mean, he's never played in a big game, so I have no idea what Porzingis will look like. You don't believe in the Celtics until you see it either, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't deny that they've been the best team in basketball this whole season, right? Like, they've been historically dominant, like top 10 margin of victory ever. They're as dominant as, or a little bit more dominant than what the 2016-2017 Warriors were with Kevin Durant. They have the best offense in NBA history. Like, they have eight guys shooting 35% or better in their rotation with significant attempts. Like, everything shows you, like, damn, this team is unbelievable. And they are great defensive team, best offensive team ever. They can hit 23s without even blinking, right, in a game. They're all these good things, but you get to the postseason and they've been good like every year for the last 4 years. You get to the postseason and they just stop doing what got them there, right? Like, they tighten up a little bit, which is fine, but they go for like you get to a close fourth quarter and it's all these like hero shots. Like, they're trying to hit grand slams every shot, and it's like, you could just go to the basket, right? Like, it's what makes Jimmy so good in the postseason is it gets down to crunch time and he's just like, all right, let me take some step back jumpers and see if this looks pretty. Like, no, like, he's going to the basket, he's being physical. Tatum's like 6'10 240. Tatum can bully anybody he wants to, and he settles for all these step back jumpers. And so I do think there will be a point where Boston figures it out. Maybe it's this season, but the way they approach crunch time, none of that gives me confidence. Like, they just take bad shots. And when they start taking better quality shots, when the game is on the line, they start utilizing that talent and that athleticism, I'll buy in. But until that, like, it's the definition of insanity with them when it gets to the postseason.
Now, Carl Anthony Towns apparently tore his meniscus.
Yeah.
He's out indefinitely. So I don't know how long indefinitely means, but it feels like they're kind of fucked, the Timberwolves now. So who's going to finish first in the West? Is Oklahoma City going to hang on, or I believe Denver's still going to finish first?
I actually think the Wolves will probably still finish first, because as long as Ant is healthy, I think it doesn't make them better. They're worse now because of this. I think it helps them settle into their defensive identity better, because you will see more Kyle Anderson in that power forward spot. Kyle is just a brilliant basketball player. Like he's smart with the ball. He makes good decisions. Not a great shooter, but he makes good decisions, and he's a great defender, and he communicates, and he's X on that end of the floor. They've already been the best defense in the league. I think their defense is going to get even better now that Cat's not out there trying to figure out, you know, what to do on most possessions. And so I think they can sink into that identity and still win enough games to get the one seed. But man, that postseason, like, this team already has problems in the clutch. They already have problems with their offense. Now you're removing, like, I get it. Like, people think Cat's weak and all this stuff. Like, dude's a top five shooter in the league. Like he just is. Like, it's not even, I've been saying this for years. We got to stop saying, oh, he's like the best shooting big man. It's like, he's just one of the best shooters, period. Right? Like, he can get you 20 to 30 pretty effortlessly. He's a good rebounder. Like, he can move the ball a little bit. If teams get, you know, focus so much on Ant at the end of games, and no one else can step up, and I don't really know who that person would be, it might get ugly for them at the end of games in the postseason. But I think in the regular season, they'll be okay.
Does the NBA like a 9-10 Laker-Warrior play-in game?
I mean, I think if they could absolutely plan out the play-in as best as possible, your four teams would be the Mavericks, the Suns, the Lakers, and the Warriors, because you would have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. You have Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. You got, obviously, Steph, LeBron. Like, yeah, like that is as ideal for continuing to legitimize the play-in tournament. And I don't know if they still have to do that. I think we're all in on the play-in tournament. It keeps things more competitive throughout the season. It keeps teams from tanking as quickly. Like, it's a good thing, and it's a great wrinkle. And I had my, you know, kind of skepticism with it, but no, like, it's a perfect system for what the league is doing. But that still means, like, you need, like, no one's going to care about Hawks Bulls in the East, right? When it comes to the 9-10 matchup, like, yeah, Warriors Lakers, that is as good as it gets for a 9-10. Those two teams and a winner go home. Like, that's amazing.
But then one of them is missing the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're not that good anyway, right? Like, okay. They're just, like, both teams are pretty flawed. Like, the Warriors looked great last night. And you know, they're now fully healthy and everything, but they still, like, that's not the Warriors of the past. We haven't seen them play championship basketball.
How good is Wembanyama?
He's arguably the best rookie we've ever seen. Like, I think, even though he had historic hype, like, it's him and LeBron in terms of, yep, just like modern day hype. He had arguably the biggest hype ever. He's exceeded it. Like, he's made in retrospect, it undersold the hype. Like, I get it. Şengün, like, dominated him the other day. I thought he just looked tired from the start and looked pretty bad. Like, he wasn't moving well and looked exhausted. And Şengün just completely took advantage of that, because he's amazing. But when, like, he's averaging 3.4 blocks a game. If he just did that for the rest of his career, that's the second highest block average in NBA history, behind Mark Eaton at 3.5. He's going to set every block record. The Spurs are garbage as a team, right? They're like 24th defensively, 23rd defensively, something like that. When he's on the court, that defensive rating, when he's on the court, they would be top seven. Like, he changes everything. And the thing to remember is, like, he doesn't know what he's doing yet at the NBA level. Like, this is the worst he's going to be. So as long as he's healthy, and you never know with that stuff, but, and I know everyone's like, well, he's super tall. Tall guys getting these injuries. Yes, they do. But he's also been preparing for this with stretches and with mobility stuff and everything, flexibility stuff, since he was like 12 or maybe even younger than that. Like, they've kind of prepped him for, like, all right, we're going to make sure it's as foolproof as possible. As long as he's healthy, I don't see a world in which he doesn't end up a top 10 player of all time. Like, he's just that good.
He's been better, I think, than most people thought he was going to even be this year. And like you said, a garbage team where he right now is significantly better than he was just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
It's super impressive what he's doing. And I'll tell you also, Zach, I'll give credit to the Spurs and Popovich in this spot. I'm surprised he's played as much as he has. I thought this was going to be a year where it's like, hey, he plays 35 games. But they put him out there. I know he's not playing tonight. He got hurt apparently a couple days ago. But they're throwing him out there every night.
Yeah, hurt his ankle, I believe, the other day. But he's, I mean, it, you know what's crazy? Like, he's averaging like, no rookie in NBA history has averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. He's it. That's it. He's the only one who's done it. He's on a minutes restriction for most of the season. Like, it's like I think that's how that's why he's played so much. It's like, all right, you're playing 28 minutes tonight. And like, we're not trying, like, we know we're not going to win. This is a developmental year. We're just seeing what we have out here and how guys play off each other. You're playing 28 minutes every night. That's it. And he's still putting up these numbers. Like, he's not out there. You look at LeBron's numbers his rookie year, and I know it was a much different NBA back then. LeBron averaged like 39 minutes a game. You know, like 39, like, they're just like, yeah, we're going to handle this properly. And the results are, you're right. Like, he's exceeded everything. No one, like, I had crazy high expectations for him. It was like, this guy is foolproof. Like, we don't need to do the whole, I don't know about this dude. And he has exceeded every expectation I've had.
Do you think dunking is fun for him? It doesn't look fun. Dunking is like, you see other guys dunk and it looks awesome. It's so cool to dunk and it's exciting. It's too easy dunking for him. I don't think it's fun dunking for him.
I think, like, you know, when you were a kid, you'd have like a Nerf hoop in the bedroom and you do stuff.
Too
and
easy.
Then there is a certain point where you're like, I'm good. You know, like I don't want to dunk anymore. It's probably boring as hell. Like, I bet if there's someone around the rim, he's like, okay, I'm gonna posterize this dude. But no, like, it's just there for him. Like, do you have fun getting stuff off like the top shelf, the middle shelf? Like, no, you're just like, all right, I'm gonna grab this packet of oatmeal. Like, that's what it is for him.
Yeah, if I'm on a Nerf hoop all by myself and I choose to do a windmill dunk, it's like, all right, so what?
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know if this is real, but like, I had heard they tried to get him in the dunk contest, you know, and like, I mean, they might have just been scrambling because they were like, one, he's a star, but two, they're just like, we can't, we have G Leaguers, like, we can't get anyone in this dunk contest. But I heard he declined it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know that he would be good, but I'd want to see it. Like, you got to give a guy a 50 for dunking while not jumping, right? Like, that's got to be a 50. No one's done it.
Yep. Zach, tell everybody how they can catch you, everything you write, and every time you're talking. Go ahead.
At Talk Hoops on all social media stuff. Also, check out The Bounce. It's a free newsletter from The Athletic. I do it every day with Shams Charania, Monday through Friday. Go to theathletic.com/thebounce and check out Cinephobe wherever you get pods.
Awesome. Thanks. Great job as always, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Excellent job by Zach Harper. There you go. It is Thursday, so you guys know what time it is. Let's get to some mailbag questions. So every Thursday morning, I put it out on social. We've got a few questions today. You can ask me anything you want. It could be on sports, could be on movies, music, whatever you got going on. And we answer it on the Thursday show. So let's get to some mailbag questions here. First one up, this is from my man Julian. What up, big dog? How are we feeling about bitch boy Bill Simmons' latest comments? That's very strong language, but that's okay. We're all adults here. His latest comments were, for those who do not know, he called the Miami Heat lucky that their success has been lucky. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Julian. It doesn't bother me what he said there because Bill Simmons has been pretty consistent the last couple of years, and especially this year. He's scared to death of the Heat. I mean, these comments are coming from a place of he's afraid. He's scared of us. So I don't have an issue with it. It doesn't strike me one way or the other. He's afraid of us. So what do I care? All right. Saul asks. Saul's always got two questions. All right. It's two-parter. First one, will the Dolphins regress next season? I don't think so. I know right now it's looking bleak. They're replacing a bunch of guys or they're losing a bunch of guys, especially on the defensive side. I think we got a long way to go this offseason, and I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Greer has a plan where he winds up replacing these guys with guys who are just as good, if not better. I'm in more of a sit back and see approach to what happens this offseason. I do not believe the Dolphins will regress. Also, Saul asks, percentage Roman Reigns breaks Hulk Hogan's record. Well, it's either 50-50, right? Either he will or he won't. But I will tell you, and if you listen to my wrestling podcast, it's still real to me, which is under the Zaslow Show 2.0 banner. I believe, and by the way, I'm doing a WrestleMania show on ESPN Radio the night of WrestleMania. I mean, that's going to be really fun. I do believe that Roman Reigns leaves WrestleMania 40 still the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. I think he beats Cody Rhodes. And so I do believe that he winds up beating Hulk Hogan's record. So the answer is yes. I think that is going to happen. Next question here is from Matthew JWB. Says, whose kids are better basketball players, Jordan's or LeBron's? I got to go LeBron's. I mean, I know Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, he played at UCF, I think, for a year. And, you know, then he just recently was with Larsa Pippen, right? And that whole nonsense. Bronny is not an NBA prospect, but he's still a college basketball player. Bryce is probably the better prospect of the two. He's big. He is much taller. So, yeah, I think you got to go LeBron's kids there. And finally, my man Nick Hex checks in. Zaslow, your five favorite Florida Panthers of all time from 5 to 1 for dramatic effect, please. Of course, everybody knows when you're doing a list, you got to go from 5 to 1 for dramatic purposes. The only person who doesn't understand that is Amber Wilson. She starts out with number one. It's nuts. All right, here we go. From 5 to 1, number 5 all-time favorite Florida Panthers, Bill Lindsay. That's right. You can see it right behind me, over my shoulder. I got the goal. That's in Game 5, 1996, first round against Boston. Billy Lindsay scores the game winner as he gets around Hall of Fame defenseman Ray Bork. That's right. Made him look like a pylon. Billy Lindsay had, until last year, the greatest goal in Florida Panther history. Then it got dropped down to number 3 in just one offseason when Carter Verhaeghe scored the winner in Game 7 against Boston. That's the greatest. And also what surpassed Bill Lindsay and is now number 2 was Matthew Tkachuk's goal in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Carolina Hurricanes. So Billy Lindsay's goal stood at number 1 for 27 years and then dropped 2 spots. Billy Lindsay is number 5. Number 4, Roberto Luongo. Even though the team didn't do any real winning with Luongo in goal, he was an ultimate Florida Panther when it wasn't cool to be a Panther. He was here, then he went to Vancouver, was able to play in a Stanley Cup final, lost in Game 7 to the Boston Bruins, and then he wanted to come back, and he was here and a pillar of the community, so Roberto Luongo, number 4. Number 3, my first ever favorite Florida Panther, comes in at number 3 all the time, and that's Scott Mellenby. I went into their first ever game back in 1993, Panthers at Chicago Blackhawks at the old Chicago Stadium. The game ended in a 5-5 tie. And I went into that game saying, all right, whoever scores first, he's my favorite Panther. And the first ever goal, Scott Mellenby. Turned out to be a good choice because he is an all-time great Florida Panther. But he did not remain my favorite Panther for long. Number 2, Ed Jovanovski. Jovo Cop. Number 1 overall pick. Came onto the scene kicking ass in that 95-96 season as a rookie going toe-to-toe in the playoffs against Eric Lindros. Ed Jovanovski would eventually return after being traded to Vancouver for Pavel Bure. He would have a stop in Phoenix, and he would return. He would captain the Florida Panthers. And he's now my friend, Ed Jovanovski, number 2 favorite Florida Panther of all time. And number 1, my all-time favorite Florida Panther, even though he's only been here for 2 years, how can Matthew Tkachuk not be your favorite? I mean, the joy that he gave all of us last postseason, as big a big-time player you've ever seen in your life. Matthew Tkachuk, number 1. Number 5, Billy Lindsay. Number 4, Roberto Luongo. Number 3, Scott Mellenby. Number 2, Ed Jovanovski. And number 1, Matthew Tkachuk. And that right there is my all-time top 5 favorite Florida Panthers from 5 to 1 for dramatic purposes. Everybody know that's how you do it. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, all the big deals are at Caneswear. That's right. Big Deal, Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? Well, they moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot. Miami Fan Shop. You got Panthers fever? Of course you do. Largest selection outside the arena. Inter Miami and Messi? Largest selection in Broward. Hats, t-shirts, and more for all of our favorite local teams. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. That's obvious, but did you know they carry an amazing selection for men, women, kids, even pets? You could dress up your pet as a Miami Hurricane fan. Come on now. Hats, t-shirts, a whole lot more. Caneswear, it's more than a store. It's an experience. Visit their store in Davie, located at 2655 South University Drive. It's just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or go online right now to caneswear.com. You're going to find all the big deals. Caneswear is the spot where South Florida sports fans shop. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, we'll start out here with Colin Coward. I don't know what happened to this show. And yesterday, I mean, this used to be a great sports talk show. Colin Coward's an all-time great sports talk show host. Now, the show took a nosedive once Joy Taylor left. Jason McIntyre is as unbearable a personality on sports television. But Colin, it's almost as if he's not trying anymore. And here he is yesterday, talking about the upcoming election.
Did you watch any of the political stuff last night?
Divisive. Other than getting my ballot in, no.
Is anybody excited about Trump versus Biden? Because that's what we got. Is anybody excited about that? That's not great, right? Ugh. I don't know how you can be all into that. I mean, it's, you know how loud and ugly and raucous and negative it's going
to
be for
good
the next
thing we
six
have
months?
Sports to talk
Thank
about
God.
As an escape from that nonsense.
No, I mean, that is going to be the most cantankerous, ugliest, snarky, mean. It's going to be awful. Yeah. But you should watch Fox News if you have a choice. You know, our owner's on that. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I watched it for a while last night, and it was all sort of in good spirit. Everybody was kind of smiling as they were negative, but I thought, this thing's going to turn.
Smiling.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, by like September, October, November, voting in just November, it's going to get ugly.
Thank goodness football season is...
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What would I do without it?
Yeah, God. So this will be the show during all that ugliness that you can come over, laugh, get a few college basketball betting tips, hear
don't
updates
love the,
on
don't
his
Don't love the card tonight.
What's that? Is there a good game on tonight?
There's some okay games, but I don't love the card. There's a good Big East game on tonight.
All right. Well, consume that.
Yeah, I'm going big deal because I – look, like I said, Colin Coward is an all-time great sports talk show host. But this show has taken a nosedive off of a cliff. Unlistenable. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. Boston Celtics superfan Mike Schur, you also may know him. He was one of the writers from The Office, Parks and Recreation. He's a regular on the Dan Le Batard show on Metalark Media. And even Mike Schur is willing to admit Jason Tatum, not clutch.
There is one thing that bears watching. Tom Haberstroh's whole column on the Substack is about this today, and a lot of people are talking about it. Jason Tatum is one of the worst clutch shooters in the NBA. Not just on the... He's like the fourth best clutch shooter on the Celtics. And he has this one vestige of his Kobe obsession left. It's been driven out of him, except for this one thing, which is that he still thinks that the best shot that the team has with 2 minutes left in a three-point game is for him to slowly dribble the ball up the court, wait until there's 4 seconds left on the shot clock, and then take an absurd 20-foot fadeaway jumper. And it's bizarre, and it is the reason they lost last night. They had they are unstoppable, those five, when they play the team basketball that they've been playing all year. And for some reason, in clutch time, he still has this...
I'm going big deal. I mean, facts are facts. This is why nobody's afraid. Nobody down here, at least. This is why nobody down here is afraid of the Boston Celtics. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about this? This was announced this morning. Streaming live on Netflix, July 20th. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson. That's a big deal. I am in on that. I don't like boxing anymore. I used to love it as a kid. I don't find it interesting anymore. But what the Paul brothers have done in combat sports, Logan Paul, who is a phenomenal WWE superstar, he's the U.S. champion. He is incredible. And Jake Paul, Look, say what you want, whether or not the fight's going to be a shit show, it most likely will. But I'm here for watching Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. It's live streaming on Netflix, so I don't have to pay any of the extra for it. I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Peter Blackburn, he covers the NHL for Stadium, and here he is yesterday on the Panthers acquiring Vladimir Tarasenko.
I really like the move. Vladimir Tarasenko at this point in his career is like a pretty one-dimensional player, but the dimension that he brings is exactly what the Florida Panthers need, which is a bit more scoring and a bit of a scoring touch. And he's an added weapon to a lineup that has a decent amount of weapons. And you look at the body of work from the Florida Panthers, especially recently, their last 30 games, they've outscored opponents 112-62. So they have emerged as probably the most dominant team in the Eastern Conference. And this is just another element that they can add to their weaponry and their arsenal of offensive firepower. So I think it spreads the offense out a little bit. Do I think that they need to do a whole lot more? Not really, but I'm sure that they're going to kind of keep their eye on what's out there. But I think that this is probably their big splash.
Of course I'm going big deal. Hell yeah. There you go. Vladimir Tarasenko will make his debut for the Florida Panthers tonight. That's a big deal. And that right there is another addition courtesy of Caneswear. Caneswear, more than a store, it's an experience. Get all your Miami Hurricanes gear and all the gear from all your favorite local teams at Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. You're going to get all the big deals. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. And of course, we're so thrilled having Caneswear on board the show. Yesterday, they made their debut as one of the new partners here on Zaslow Show 2.0. Make sure you catch me tonight right after the Heat and Mavericks, which is also airing on ESPN Radio. Right after Heat Mavericks, I'm hosting Game Night on ESPN Radio tonight with my guy Q Myers. So 10 p.m., maybe a few minutes after 10, depending on when the game ends. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. tonight, Game Night, ESPN Radio. Come and hang out. I love you, long time. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that fun stuff. Hey, thanks to all you guys behind the scenes for helping put together a great show. I obviously can't do without all of your help. Great team here at Zaslow Show 2.0. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means.
Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six-packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.